Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
We will stay with sport now as well on Drive Time this evening, because Dublin Club Bohemians and the Palestinian Football Association have announced that they'll play a friendly match in Dalymount Park next month. The match will see the Bohemians women's team playing against the Palestinian national women's team in an historic football game to be played on the 15th of May. The funds raised through the match will be used to facilitate the visit of the Palestinian team, as well as providing funds for humanitarian relief efforts in Palestine. Before I came on air, I spoke with two members of the Palestinian women's team, Bisan Abu Ita and Mira Natour, who are living near Bethlehem. I began by asking Bisan if the team is looking forward to the game despite the current circumstances in Palestine.
Yeah, we are. Well, basically, even though the circumstances are difficult, we are looking forward for this game. It's going to be our first time in Europe. And also at the same time, it's going to be a beautiful historic event, as you just mentioned before. So we are looking forward to it. And we are looking forward to be representing our country in Ireland, where they showed beautiful solidarity with us Palestinians.
What is it like playing for the Palestinian football team at the moment, representing your country, given what's going on? How difficult is it?
So basically, representing Palestine and playing for our national team has always been an honor. And also at the same time, at this current time, we feel like we are playing for on behalf of all people who got like the martyrs who got killed, and all athletes who lost their lives in this these recent events, I would say. So we feel like we're carrying a lot of weight, and we are very proud to be representing it.
Mm-hmm. Mira Natour, I know you're a medical student. You're very welcome to the program as well. And you're obviously playing with this team as well. Can you tell me about the work that you do, the training that you do, and how you balance that with training and playing for the Palestinian football team?
Well, to begin with, being an intern doctor is not that easy much, and everyone that I met, they told me you can't balance between football and between studying medicine. But for me, I took football as it's a source of joy and escape from the study, escape from the pressure. So I think that time management is everything in this life. If you do it rightly, you won't face any challenges. I was going to work and I was study for 2 or 3 hours and train for 2 days in a week. And I didn't face any challenges. But when I became a national Palestinian soccer player, I had to choose between to go to my local club or the Palestinian national team, because I can't balance between two. Mm-hmm. So I continue with a Palestinian national team for a while.
Mm-hmm. It must be a great escape for you from the horror of what's going on in Gaza at the moment, because we've heard from doctors on this program. Even on Monday, we spoke to an Egyptian surgeon who's based in Ireland, Mira, but who just returned from Gaza, where he volunteered in a hospital there. And he described the awful conditions that doctors are working under and that patients have to endure. So the football must help you keep your mental health, I suppose.
Yeah, totally. 100%.
Or tell me this, and I'll address this to both of you. I'll start with Mira. Can you tell me what the impact of the conflict is on the team, as a team, as a collective group, and as you on you as individuals as well?
Okay. Well, let me describe it as an aggression, not a conflict, because we have been for years in this situations. But the impact of this ongoing aggressions on my life, on my family, on my team, for me, it's profound. It's deeply personal. The constant fear and the uncertainty are overwhelming. Knowing at any moment, currently at any moment, maybe you, your community, your family or friends or even beloved one could be affected by these aggressions. But despite this, I think that supporting each other, when we share our experiences with each other, we share that what happened with us, I think we can stand, and we will always stand.
And Pisan?
So I think Mira just mentioned the mental part of this whole thing, but I would probably, like, I would want to mention the physical part, or like how things are going now with us in the national team. Mm-hmm. I think it's worth mentioning that this has not only been happening since October, it's been happening for so many years. It's all of what we've known. So we've been having those difficulties since forever, I would say. We have been having troubles gathering, and this is a main point that is, I think, is very, very, very important. We've been having difficulties gathering for the national team, which means we have players from all over Palestine and from diaspora and from different places. And for us, with the checkpoints that are imposed on us by the occupation, it's been really hard for us to reach the city that we have to all gather and practice in, especially after October, because after October we have they have imposed more checkpoints as well as more restrictions on the already existed checkpoints. So for us, this has been very difficult for us to like manage to be able to be here in one place for every training camp and for us to train together and, you know, have the chemistry between our national
team. So even logistically, Bisan, it's difficult. What in terms of facilities then, what kind of facilities do you have to train on?
Also, that's another problem as well. So we do have, there are some fields and like some stadiums in Palestine, but unfortunately, many of them, I would say they are in hotspots. So many of them we are not able to reach. That's why at the moment the Palestinian League for women is not happening. Not only for women, actually, all like any league in Palestine is not happening at the moment because it's very difficult to reach the stadiums that we have to play on. And even if we reach them, it's a little bit unsafe to be there playing, like doing a 90-minute match. It's unsafe. So yeah, I think like having a proper field to play on is the most important facility, and not being able to reach that makes our lives so much harder.
Okay, so I think you both described the impact very well there. As I mentioned, look, the context is extremely difficult, but can we talk about the actual match for a second? Because the sporting occasion is an historic and an exciting opportunity. And Bohemians, I'm going to ask this question on behalf of the Bohemian Football Club. How good are you? Will it be competitive? Will it be competitive, Mira?
I think it's going to be a good match, despite who won.
I can tell you one thing. And in the West Asian Championships, we reached the semifinals in February, and
okay,
that could probably tell a
lot. So the answer, Bohemian Football Club, is that they're very, very good. So you better watch out. I think is okay.
I mean, at the end of the day, we just like at the end of the day, we're gonna put everything that we have on that pitch, and whatever the result was, is just going to be a very, very exciting game that we are very excited for, all of us here in the national team. And I'm not only talking about on behalf of myself, but on behalf of every player who is going to be there in Ireland, hopefully next month.
Okay. Well, the Palestinian people who live in Ireland, I'm sure, will be there if they can at all to support your team. And it's probably very important to them that you're coming. Do you have any message to people who might attend the match? Do you have any message for Palestinian people here, for example?
We want to say a massive thank you for everyone who's going to be there supporting us and the Bohemian team as well, and supporting this historic, this very historic event. And for the Palestinian people there, we just hope that we are going to make them proud. And we love them wherever they are.
Okay. Well, look, it's on the 15th of May, and it's Bohemians versus the Palestinian football team. And can I thank you both, two of the players who participate, Mira Natour and Bisan Abu Ita. We'll watch out. We'll watch out for you and your colleagues. Thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Thank you.
And people can go to bohemianfc.com for more details on that and to buy tickets for that match between Bohemians and the Palestinian national football team.